This is the Technical Difficulties. We're playing Citation Needed. Joining me in the studio today, he reads books, you know, it's Chris Joel.
I can see that I'm destined to be permanently surprised by us starting over and over again today.
Everybody's favourite, Gary Brannan. Gary Brannan. And the bounciest man on the internet, Matt Gray.
Hello, you're a chill.
In front of me, I have an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right gets a point and a ding. And a special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
Mystery Biscuits!
Okay. Hitting the table!
Oh, no!
Forgot my buzzer. Completely forgot to bring my buzzer. Today's article is... The Coffin Ray.
I'm a fish and I killed Steve Irwin.
So R-A-Y.
Yes, R-A-Y.
Charles?
First of all, you're getting a point for fish.
Hey!
But it's not the one that killed Steve Irwin.
No, that one's always been sent to the electric chair.
That was also a stingray.
Crikey, I've got hold of it, but anything can happen in the next half hour.
No, he was killed by a stinger. This is a coffin ray, so it kills with...
coffins!
Chucking boxes at folk. Shark, come on, I love you! Scuba diver!
What you don't realise, it's actually a skilled carpenter as well.
Is it some new version of, like, Donkey Kong?
Yes, totally.
You know, for the Wii, now you've got 3D graphics, and monkey and barrels done to death, right.
Lob a coffin. The thing is, beautiful brass handles, all done out inside.
Bonus points if you can get the door to open and close what you're throwing at, and then it lands in the hole.
Let's face it, that's the Undertaker's dream, isn't it?
It's kind of got the diver going... Doors closing. Seabed.
I like Gary's idea. You've got some sort of Rube Goldberg machine. So it's on the one hand, you've got your stiff laid out here, your coffin here, and it's differently weighted catapults.
The coffin ray kills with something that isn't a stinger.
Kindness.
Withering put downs.
I've seen better.
Actually, it's got his tail that's in the shape of a pipe there.
Yeah, just sweat round. Well, if it's not a stinger, is it electrocution?
Yes, it is. Hey!
Why the coffin ray then? I've never seen an electric coffin. Though I do want neon round mine now I've said that.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
That's just a car battery you need there, isn't it?
Occupy. No rooms.
That is a good question, actually. Why would it be called the coffin ray? Given in mind it's a ray, so it's a flat fish.
Does it kill you?
Probably because it's got that distinctive shape.
You get a point.
Coffin shape.
You're wrong, it doesn't. It normally gives you a nasty shock, but it doesn't generally kill people. But you're right, it gets bloated.
Yeah, it's in your wardrobe at night when you get home, is it?
Wouldn't be so bad, but it's filled the damn thing with water to survive.
Actually, no, it's in your bog system, isn't it?
That one's...
Occupied.
It's also called the cramp fish.
The cramp fish?
Cramp fish.
Is it because the electric shock merely inspires cramp?
No, it's because whoever it's with is made to look
cramps his style.
Yes, the electric ray kills you with an electric shock, or attempt to kill you with an electric shock. How does it generate that?
Friction. It's got a piece of carpet on the bottom of the river, goes back and forth, and then sits there going... Steve Irwin!
I was going to say pedal-powered dynamo behind it.
Oh, that's brilliant. What does it pedal with? It's got no feet.
Little wings it's got.
No, it's pedalling things. It's selling them.
Yeah!
Just buys batteries.
Yeah.
He's got a battery. F*** off.
Point.
Duracell.
What, double A? What?
Surely it's a capacitor.
It was essentially one of the inspirations for batteries when Alessandro Volta... and
stuck one in the back of his radio and noticed
a lead acid gland.
They were using it as a
replaced
kind of
a steam engine with a fish.
A bank of 1,000 of these could light an entire factory, Ichabod. We've thrown one in the boiler. It's water. Maybe we could extract the electricity and store it in a jar or jug or other piece.
Jug of electricity. Oh no, iPod's gone flat. Crack in.
Get the ray out.
It is essentially what's called a voltaic pile.
I've got an ointment.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. I realised the moment that
surely,
came out.
Surely just something that's not properly earth, so you can just discharge them.
Get that copper pipe away or it'll arc. Shortest route to ground.
Where do we find it? If you want to go
water.
And find it. Okay, yes.
The sea.
Not giving you a point for that.
Not the sea. Rivers.
Hot seas.
Big rivers.
You're closer. It's essentially...
The deep hull.
Hull?
It's an ugly looking fish that wants to kill you. Where's it going to live?
Australia.
Oh. Point.
It's one of the few things that isn't poisonous.
It can actually generate up to about 200 volts.
Hmm? What current?
Yes, you can say it's the volts that jolts, it's
doesn't
the mills
actually,
that kills.
It doesn't actually say that, but...
Oh.
It also spends most of the day buried in sediment with only little...
Building up friction.
Yeah.
Don't you come near me or so help you, I'll stick you to the wall.
But that is a... It conceals itself on the seafloor, which is a problem because...
You stand on it.
Point. It turns out that if you just have, you know, the ray sitting there in sand, and you just pour some seawater on it, what happens?
It goes... and arcs.
Wow. I thought that was the arcing, but no, first that...
No, that was the flapping of the fish going, oh,
building up the charge. Yeah. I'm with you, yes.
You get a shock up it.
Yeah, you do.
It's still strong enough that you can get enough of a shock all the way up the seawater you're pouring on it.
Mm. Don't piss on it.
Don't piss on the electric ray. I am... I have to look up and
I think
see
just
if that
don't
advice.
Piss on anyone called Ray is the stuff.
that's true.
Men called Raymond have been campaigning for that for years.
Stop pissing on me!
I can tell you that having searched for that, there's a lot of talk about urinating on an electric fence and standing on a ray, but as far as I can tell...
No one's done the two at the same time.
No one has ever researched peeing on an electric ray.
Nobody stood on a fence
to
and pissed on a fish.
Hull.
Australia, it's on you.
If any of you have weed on an electric ray and lived... Well, you will have lived to tell the tale.
Yeah, do tell us in the comments.
What's it like?
Yeah.
Or a video response.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, film it. Oh,
don't. Do film it. Just for a very careful angle. What does the coffin ray feed on? Normally. I mean, obviously it shocks
coffins.
Plankton.
No, bigger things than that.
Big plankton.
Close, no.
Chips.
Shrimp.
I'm nowhere near. Stop trying to manufacture this as a clue.
It's something that goes with chips.
Fish.
There we go. Benthic bony fishes.
Excuse me?
Benthic bony fishes.
Benthic?
Is that a brand?
No, it's a depth in the ocean. It's a subset of the sort of strata that exist in waters of the ocean.
It is, have a point.
Hey! Benthic?
Yeah, it's the benthic zone. I can't remember if it's the top or the middle or the bottom, but as you go down...
So is that like in the Crystal Maze? You go through one, then you get to the benthic zone.
Yeah,
and then
if Richard O'Brien was in scuba gear...
And can we just pause for a second for that image?
And all enjoy that image.
He would look like a pint of Guinness.
It's a three-quarter one. They're cut off. You can see his bandy little legs.
A little harmonica attached to it just here.
Yeah. He'd need a belt.
You know, instead of a knife in his boot, harmonica.
Oh.
Yeah, and actually the harmonica is especially adapted to work underwater.
Yeah,
absolutely. I was seeing a belt for weight because he's quite
He's a spry lad.
But you could have a harmonica clip there.
Yeah, and we're going deep, so you're going to need a lot of weight.
Wait, what
going deep
about?
With Richard O'Brien.
Good name.
You would pass through, I don't know, is the benthic zone at the top?
It's at the bottom.
It's at the bottom. Oh, blimey. So you pass through the blah, 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 blah zone.
Industrial
and as the pressure increases, there are distinct changes in salinity and what can exist there and so on. And the benthic zone is apparently at the bottom.
Can we now make Richard O'Brien's journey to the bottom of the sea? I've just got the thought of it, instead of being like your traditional underwater nature documentary narrated, I actually want to see it presented by him doing pieces to camera from the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah.
But all you'd hear is the honking wheezing.
Just go...
When I signed the contract, I assumed a submarine or diving bell.
Or blue screen.
You can't take a blue screen underwater.
It'll take the green screen down and just shop in a desert behind it.
So it's Richard O'Brien's journey to the Sahara under the bottom of the sea.
Richard O'Brien drowns in the Sahara under the sea. Sorry, Richard.
There are some very large creatures that have been found in the stomachs of these rays, not just fishes. Any ideas what those might be?
Sharks.
Duncan Goodhues.
Max Bygraves.
Not quite those, that kind of size.
A truck.
The International Space Station.
Brian Blessed's underwear drawer.
Big underwear drawer.
Selma Hayek.
The Library of Alexandria.
Mark IV Cortina.
They're normally things on land.
A fridge.
But they are
tigers.
Not quite that big.
Vladimir Putin. You said big things that live on land. Yeah. We'll get there eventually.
Rats and penguins.
Oh.
Penguins?
It's taken penguins. They've found penguins in the stomachs of these rays.
I'm sorry, but I do find the image of a penguin poddling across the beach and then suddenly going quite hilarious.
Would all his feathers fly off and just leave him kind of that pinky naked colour but with smoke coming out of his bill?
I met a penguin the other week.
Was he in a shop?
Did you ask him that question?
What would happen if you were electrocuted? Would your feathers fly off and smoke come out of your bill?
It didn't feel feathery.
Whoa, feel.
Hang on, rewind. How did you meet a penguin?
How did you... Yeah, okay, later question, how do you feel a penguin? But first of all, how
do you meet like
a penguin?
Well,
kind of
like this.
Oh my.
So I was in the desert.
Of course, with Richard O'Brien.
So shot. They were actually under the sea, yeah?
Yeah.
And in said desert, in Dubai...
Oh, right.
Dubai, okay.
Where anything happens and usually does.
Home of ridiculous buildings.
Yes, there is a ski centre in Dubai.
Naturally.
Because you can.
Because if you've got the money to live in Dubai, you can't afford to fly to France and go on real snow.
So outside it's 45 degrees, inside it's -4.
Was he greeting you as you entered?
They sort of wave as they run.
It's Matt Gray, I've seen you on the internet.
Were you supposed to be in the penguin enclosure?
Yeah, they have sort of a penguin sanctuary kind of thing in this.
For all those lost penguins.
For all those lost desert,
desert
penguins, yeah.
And yeah, they have a meet the penguins experience. You'll sit, you'll sit on the bench, the penguins run in.
Hey!
That's getting gif.
And then, do you want to touch it?
That's a seedy question to ask, isn't it?
I'll touch a penguin. And the penguin just... They get the penguin just to stand like that in front of you. And you can touch its back. And it feels like a snake.
Oh!
Sort of waxy, scaly rather than feathers.
It would be, wouldn't it? Because it's waterproofed.
Yeah. It's got wax on it.
You can touch this one, we've varnished it. You're not doing any damage.
I'm thinking like sort of... That kind of, but no, you just use a wax spray. Yeah, you the local car wash.
Come on, we're in Dubai. You're gonna think about that.
Yeah.
And then they said, "Do you want to hug it?"
Were the actual words, "Would you like to hug with penguin," used?
Yeah. Do you want to hug the penguin?
Yeah.
Yes.
I would like to hug that penguin.
What do they smell like?
Fishy.
Yeah. I thought they were.
They're not gonna put some cologne on the penguin.
Oh, come on, no, but a cat don't. Cat doesn't smell of lamb, does it? It smells like a cat, so I don't know why would they smell of fish, because that's what they eat.
Because they're a fish-ish thing.
They're not a fish! Penguins aren't fish, am I wrong?
They're birds.
Exactly, thank you. For a minute, you're starting to doubt your own facts there, you know what I mean? Yeah. Penguins
to
aren't
To be fair,
fish.
I did actually have Wikipedia up at that point just to check that a penguin was in fact a bird, and not some kind of fishy thing. All right, at the end of the show, congratulations, Matt, you win.
Yay!
You win a replica of the singer of Living on a Prayer made of small chocolate sweet candies. It's Bon Bon Jovi. Oh. Thank you very much to Chris Joel.
Oh, goodbye.
To Gary Brannan.
Salutem.
To Matt Gray.
Bye-bye.
I've been Tom Scott. That's been The Technical Difficulties. We'll see you next time.
Are we making a series of crematorium guests?
Yes.
To go where no man has been before.
Crematorium Thunderbirds jokes, let's be clear.
Let's be fair. We're not completely stupid and irresponsible.
So he dropped out at 9 miles.
Yeah.
Rode the rest of the way. Then the car broke down at mile 19. And he just started jogging again.
Ooh. That sounds highbrow and commemorative.
Ooh. Highbrow and commemorative. As opposed to lowbrow and
lowbrow
commemorative.
Lowbrow commemoration.
Dave's dead. Back down pit.
We're commemorating this with a giant brass arse.